Hello, and welcome to another short update. It's the 30th today, it's Monday. Very important, I think, to perhaps start off with some of the news that's finally breaking in the traditional or the mass establishment media. It's now actually being reported in the established media that China is at a diplomatic level blaming America for the release of the virus. Now, just by the consent of that, that must mean that they're admitting it's a bioweapon. So let's to be clear, the Chinese government, through their diplomatic channels, are now saying that the American army released the virus. Now, whether we believe that or not, the point is that what the Chinese are saying is it's a bioweapon. Now, the United States of America is basically saying that China, in contravention of the 1925 law, which says that no countries should actually have a biological warfare establishment. Now, you and I know that they all do, and the question is, it's not that they do or they don't, it's that they don't get caught. So what's happened is that an organization in America has engaged a lawyer and a legal team, and they are attempting to sue the Chinese government for $20 trillion. $20 trillion for death to American people. Either way we look at it, both sides are now publicly coming out saying this is a bioweapon. The Americans are saying it was in a laboratory. If you'd never had that laboratory in China, this would never have happened. The Chinese are saying that you know, you brought the virus over and you deliberately let it go here in China. So that, unless we're very, very careful, could lead to a very difficult international situation. We'll see where we go with it. But that's, I think, why it's important for many reasons. Why it's important is that you know, I and others have said this is a virus from day one. You know, it was never the ordinary flu. It was never 5G. It was never something that just didn't exist and it was all just a lie just to lock people down. Really, really, truthfully is a virus. And now at least both sides in the public domain, although they don't use the words biological weapon, that's clearly what they're both saying. So we're moving forwards to some form of truth. So that's something I think is worth really making a point of. Now, secondly, you know, I've always held the view that the lockdown that was originally designed by the Black Hats, the object was to destroy the United States, weaken the Western world economically. But the White Hats, who've had time to prepare and get organized, are under the cover of the lockdown, are indeed you know, beginning to draw up plans to take out some of these bad people. And I did say, hello. Oh, I see. What do you want? No. Oh, very quickly then. Very quickly. Hello, that's why the cats came running in. Because you were chasing them, weren't you? Yep, okay, down you go. You've had your moments of fun. Come on, down you go. And because the White Hats were now being in a position to operate, I have believed that in Great Britain there would be a period of time without any internet, social media and cell phones, mobile phones, not operating. It's quite interesting that the model that I've been given for the US is slightly different. I understand the US model, that their landline phones, their main telephones, will be offline. They'll be non-operational, but the emergency call would still operate. But I've been told that in this country, the landlines would remain open. And that, you know, that you'd be able to make calls, but the internet would be so severely restricted that you wouldn't really be able to, you know, stream any music, or you wouldn't get any pictures, but there might just be enough bandwidth to send an email. There might be. Those of you who, like me, can remember the old dial-up modems, when, you know, it wasn't digital in that sense of the word. The modems were analog. I had to convert from analog to digital, and it used to dial up like a phone, and the speed was appallingly slow. That's the sort of thing that I'm being told it might experience. I don't think there'll be a disruption to the power. Certainly, in most areas, if you're in a hotspot, don't mean hotspot of virus, I mean a hotspot of cabal activity, yes, they might just completely turn the power off to that block or that area. The time I've been given is anything from 3 days to a week where this will be cut off, and the time for it is around about Easter, just before Easter. I know some people are saying perhaps a bit before that, but my information is just before Easter. So we have a very exciting opportunity here to make good on some of the bad things that were originally planned. So the release of the virus, the object of, you know, locking everyone down so that economies crashed, people became disenchanted and perhaps rebellious, where, you know, the whole fabric of society was probably destroyed. What we're seeing is a response from the United States that, instead of just paying back the corporations, keeping them afloat, the individual is going to receive money. So here's a unique situation where the government, through the Treasury, not the Federal Reserve, through the Treasury, will be sending everyone, I think if you've got to earn something under $75,000 or $76,000, if you earn that or less, you think you get the money. And the important thing is, it's a distribution of wealth from the government to the individual. Now, I know that you would have only got the wages, your salary anyway, but the important thing is that the money is coming out from the central government, not just to corporations. And this has had a twofold effect. The first effect has been to weaken the Federal Reserve. And secondly, through government decree, if you like, the Federal Reserve has had to engage with organizations that it's not legally entitled to do so, and therefore it's had to run through the Treasury. Therefore, the Treasury can have oversight of the Fed, which means obviously the office holder of president, I'm not going to say he's going to be the chairman of the board, but the office of president through the Treasury has oversight now of the Federal Reserve. And we've not seen anything like that for 100 years. Something like that. So this destruction of the economy, which is planned, has not come to fruition, simply because the good guys had enough time to react and respond. It does mean that some of these really evil people will have to watch over their shoulders. And I have said that, you know, I do expect most activities to be done quietly without obviousness, but I do suspect there will be some form of public address. I've talked for many months now of cell phones, mobile phones being taken for a few seconds and the government placing some form of alert on there, radio stations, possibly television, where, you know, an official line is being run. I don't mean, you know, a cabal line. I mean, the good guys passing information as to what's happened, why they've done what they've done, and what's the next stage. So I do think that there should be some form of intervention from those people who are lovers of the Constitution. And it's not just in America. I mean, there are other countries that also are heartily sick of satanic evil control, and those countries have made a strong commitment to stand with President Trump. Doesn't matter whether you like him or not, that's the fact, that he is the guy who fronts the white hats. And they've decided that, you know, it's either us or them. Now, you may think that's fairly obvious, but it isn't, because for years and years and years, both sides have attempted to operate within their piece of turf, their piece of the territory. And the problems occurred when either side strayed into, you know, that land that lies virtually in between the jurisdiction, as it's seen, of the two factions. So you would get a blow up when one side decided to meddle in the affairs of the other. Now, we got to the point now, and I've been saying this for some days now, we got to the point where the White Hats said, you know, it's pointless. It's, you know, it's not going to do what we want, and the other side have gone too far. And that was a point that sometimes a person or organization can do something that is so outrageous that there's no going back. And that's where we are with this. There's no going back. And people have to decide whether they're on this side of the fence or that side of the fence. The vast majority of the public will have no clue. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that the first thing they're going to be aware of is messages on their phone or messages on the radio explaining to them what's happened. But in order for that to happen, and in order for it to be successful, a range of very powerful individuals have to be brought down, not least those in the entertainment and media industry. So the likes of your big Washington Post, NBC, CNN, the BBC, these sort of organizations that over many, many years have been infiltrated, some of them were specifically set up just to carry their message. Others weren't, and they were over a period of years taken over. So there have to be, for it to be successful, there have to be some pretty big names that have to be brought to account. I know the name of Bill Gates and George Soros is doing the rounds at the moment. These are names of people that seem to have an inordinate interest in, you know, bacterial viral work. You know, people who've perhaps funded virus research for AIDS or curing the common cold, where vast amounts of money have gone in for very little benefit, as far as I can see, but seem to be funding facilities that not just try to understand how a virus works, but actually create those viruses. And so when an individual who has so much money decides to put his view onto the world, his vision of what the world should be like, those people begin to look for situations and then solutions to those situations that they feel that ordinary people wouldn't tolerate. So, for instance, you know, if you wanted to control a section of the community, you might look at how you could, you know, bring that about in a non-democratic way. And that's exactly what we've got. We've got a form of martial law. Nobody's using that word, of course. But we have a form of martial law, which is exactly what the bad guys wanted. But what the bad guys wanted was a economic collapse, bolted on to a freedom collapse, and therefore they would finally, I think, follow it up with a vaccine that they said would cure everyone. And we know, don't we, that that vaccine that they would suddenly bring forward would be worse than the virus. And that's why I said days ago now that if a virus, I beg your pardon, if a vaccine came out from the White House and it had the picture of President Trump on the bottle, and you know, I'd have no problem with it. But if it came out of anywhere else, I absolutely wouldn't touch it. And I mentioned a country If any of you have listened and remembered, I mentioned a country and I said if the vaccine were to come out of this particular country, I think we would be very, very, very careful. And today it's been announced that one of the laboratories that was making this virus, the laboratory had the name Israel to it. It didn't mean the laboratory was in Israel, as it wasn't, but it had the name Israel given to the laboratory. And a few days ago now, I mentioned a certain country, said if a vaccine suddenly appeared from this country, and I gave the name of that country, I would be very, very cautious of it. So what's happening is information is now coming out into the public domain, which is rather handily backing up what we are saying publicly. Let's say we, there are a number of people who are on this, and I'm totally unashamed that from day one I said this was a virus. I know there were an awful lot of people out there who were saying it wasn't a virus, it was purely and simply to, excuse me, to lock people down. There's nothing there, it's a fake. It's not true. Really, you need to go to some of the hospitals in Britain, in South London particularly, and go and have a look, or go to New York. President Trump has sent a hospital ship with 1,000 beds. President Trump would not do that if it was make-believe. President Trump is not in the business of pandering or playing up to a fake. So those of us who know that there's a real virus. What I will say, and I said this right at the beginning, that the virus we're dealing with is incredibly infectious, but its death rate is low. So as a contagion, it is powerful. It really does spread very quickly, but its effect is not good. And what I wanted to do is give you some more information, which, as far as I know, and please check it, is nowhere else on the internet. So here we go. The virus that was being grown in Wuhan was designed to be incredibly infectious. That was what they were doing. The organization who were going to buy this virus, I'll talk to you about that, and then the deal fell through and the vial broke. But the plan was to take this culture, which was really powerful at infecting people, but not so good at killing them, being very blunt about this, they were then going to pass that to another laboratory, a little bit nearer home, and add to it the lethal side. So that's what they wanted, because the Wuhan laboratory had produced something that was infectious, but they didn't have the other cultures. They weren't looking at that line. The other laboratory had got this very, very virulent stuff, but not the ability to infect people very easily. So they wanted to put the two together. And because the virus was released prematurely in China, then what happened was that the virus had that first phase, the infection phase, but did not have the capability to kill people in the large numbers that they would have been planning on. So that's really important. That also, I think, was a form of a SARS or a form of a COVID virus which hit Britain just beforehand. That again was relatively mild. And the World Health Organization has called this virus COVID-19 simply because they didn't want to proportion blame to any country. So there's no Chinese name and there's no Wuhan, there's nothing. President Trump's called it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus. What President Trump is saying is that if you'd never had that facility in China, this could never have happened. So that's, I suppose, the bombshell news here, that the virus was capable of and is capable of infecting very dramatically, but the death rate is low. but the bad people were going to add this other element to it in a viral lab, and they would then have had a super weapon. And that is the weapon they were going to release in America. And that, had it gone off, would most probably have removed President Trump, because there would have been a financial impact far worse than there is now, and there'd been a political impact. And that was the whole plan. They couldn't impeach the president. They couldn't murder him. They couldn't murder the first lady or any of the family. They couldn't do any of that. They couldn't bring him down with a fake hoax about Russia. They couldn't do anything else. So finally, out of desperation, what were they left with? Let's economically destroy the West. Now that's a bridge too far. That is what's forced every good person to say, enough's enough, we're coming for you. So if the internet does go down for a few days, that is actually a good thing, not a bad thing, and it means that the good individuals are going hell for leather, I'm using that word deliberately, to get those bad people, and they've got nowhere to run to, because agents have been placed in every location, every country where these people could go to. Deals have been done with a number of governments not to give them a safe house, not to give them diplomatic protection. The question is whether the really evil people will actually be brought to book, or whether somehow they'll get off. And that's what we don't know. There are some very big names, very big household names, who, if, and I really do hope, if the truth can come out for people who don't listen to us, will be absolutely shocked to the core to learn that some of the most richest men on the planet only live to kill the rest of us, so that they can inherit an earth with no people apart from their friends and family, and enjoy this beautiful world just for themselves. Now, there is a God. There really is. There is a God. And in my humble opinion, God normally sits and doesn't do a great deal. But this was too far. This was a move too far. And if you have invested, and I don't mean money, if you've invested a lot of love, a lot of time in creating something, you're not going to let some devil-worshipping crazy man ruin it all. And so what we're seeing now is a very interesting change to the way we think and the way we are. So it's not bad news, it's exciting news. Now, if we get a bit of a shutdown, don't think it's the end of the world. Don't look up for a meteorite that's going to strike us. Don't be drawn into that foolish scenario. It's all meant to be, and it's all meant to happen. Just stay strong and let's see it through, and let us see how many of the bad guys are actually rounded up. Let's see how much truth we get out. Let's see who's left at the end of it. Okay, thank you. Take care.